passengers on Southwest Airlines flights will soon be required to keep their portable chargers in plain sight while using them because of concerns about the growing number of lithium-ion battery fires in a new policy that other airlines are likely to adopt. Southwest announcing the new policy that will go into effect on May 28th said passengers may have already seen notifications about the rule when using the airline's app. You also, according to Southwest, can no longer store one of these portable batteries in your check-in bags.
Well, that has been a policy for a while now. You cannot put lithium ion batteries in your checked baggage because it goes in the underbelly of the plane, which is not pressure controlled. And lithium ion in very cold, very high pressure situations likes to go boom.
Interesting.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Yep.
It seems like that's going to be a hard one to police.
It really is just one more thing for the flight attendants to have to keep an eye on. Not going to be a situation where you've got a battery pack and a carry-on and some guy with an 8-foot-long phone cord sitting in his seat plugged into the battery pack. So I guess I'm kind of confused on how big of an issue this was.
Looks like some of the international airlines ban them completely. You can't take them on an airplane at all.
It is surprising to me that you're even allowed to take them on a plane.
Now, explain to me what, because I am, and by the way, from the text line, the three of us are well aware that Alaska is not an island, okay? It was something that Dana said last week. It caught Sam and me by surprise.
5556, dear God, where is Dan Weinbaum when he needs
it? Dan is in Florida visiting with his wife.
Also an island.
And Florida is an island. Alaska is not. But we ran with the joke because Dana was convinced that we have two gigantic maps of the United States here in the studio. One to Dana's right, one to Dana's left. They're not to my right or left because I don't need them. And Dana noticed that Alaska is in a tiny little box down by Hawaii, which is also in another box. Puerto Rico is also in a little box. But if we were going off the size of the land of Alaska and Puerto Rico in these boxes, you would think Puerto Rico was a really, really large island, or Alaska was a very small state.
Yeah.
And if you look at this, Puerto Rico is not east of Cancun, but it is north of Cancun, because that's where the box is. And Alaska is located by Baja California, which is the farthest western state in Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are aware that...
Not to scale here.
We are... correct. And we are aware that Alaska is not an island. We were just messing around. All right. So, Sam, you know I am not the most technologically astute. What is the difference between a charger and a portable charger?
So a portable charger is a lithium-ion battery pack. There are old versions that are not lithium-ion. However, those are arguably more dangerous. The newer technology allows you to get more charge into a smaller space. So they make these battery packs that could charge your phone 4, 5, or 6 times without you having to recharge the battery pack. It's effectively a small rectangle, probably 1 to 2 inches thick. And it has USB plugs for you to plug your phone charger into them so that you can charge your phone on the go. They are very popular on Southwest flights because Southwest is one of the few carriers that doesn't have the USB plugs in the back of their seats. Many flights, you can just plug your phone cord straight into the back of the seat, charge your phone while you're on the plane. Southwest does not have that option. And so people will charge up their portable chargers and take them with them so that, you know, they can watch movies, play games, do whatever they need to do on their phone on the flight without fear of the phone dying. The major concern here is that, and again, I would be curious to know how big of a problem this is. The concern is the heat. So these battery packs, while the technology is incredible, they do create a lot of heat while they are running. And so if they're stuffed into your carry-on bag between a bunch of clothes, there is a risk of fire. Yes, Scott Park.
Yes. Hi, Professor. Real quick, these lithium-ion batteries, when they burn, it's very difficult to put them out.
That is a fact.
See the Tesla cars. Even if my lithium-ion battery is in plain sight on a Southwest Airlines flight, if it were to catch on fire, how are we going to put it out?
the theory being, if it is exposed to the open air, many of these portable chargers, depending on the size of them, have a ventilation system. So if it is exposed to the open air, it can cool itself adequately to still run and charge the device without overheating.
I mean, those things are like $20 and they're that,
Well, the really advanced ones are not $20.
No, but you can get one that's the size of your cell phone for $20 and it works great. I guess the FAA said that last year there were over 600 in-flight lithium battery incidents.
Oh my gosh.
On flights involving smoke, fire, extreme heat.
Well, now I'm freaking out because I'm currently charging my weed whacker battery in the garage at my house.
Yeah, you don't want to leave those running while you're gone.
And now I'm thinking about calling my neighbor and having her go over there and unplug it.
Allison's paranoid about that. Like if I, because all we have an electric mower, weed eater,
blower.
Leaf blower. Thank you.
I like how I knew what that was.
Yeah, as I'm motioning the leaf blower. And we're really careful. We try not to let those charge while we're away from the house. Because they get overheated.
Now I'm freaking out.
You're probably going to be fine. Plus, you love calling your homeowner's insurance, so you can just call USAA when you get home.
No, I don't like calling them, and I'm mad at them right now.
You're going to be fine. As long as you don't have a aftermarket charger.
No, this is the charger that came with the weed whacker I bought it at Home Depot.
It should have a built-in shutoff. Emphasis on should.
Man, mine don't.
Where it will not overheat. But you should not charge those while you're not at home to keep an eye on them. And the cheaper battery packs that don't have the built-in cooling system, they just simply operate on the fact that the air around them is cooler than the device itself. And so it cools the device while it's charging.
Okay, well, right, I just broke into a cold sweat.
But if that device is shoved into your backpack between the 900 articles of clothing that you have in there because you were too cheap to buy the cost of a checked bag, and I'm talking to myself here, then it could very easily catch fire.
Great. 913-586-7798.
Somebody's going to be calling the Meads here in a minute.
Heather's going to be making a quick trip across the street. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.